Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the Plain Waffles podcast. In today's episode, I will be your host. My name's Som Tenzin, and the co-host here will introduce themselves.
Who's going first?
Go for it.
My name's Stamp. That's it, pretty much.
Yeah, and I'm
Why aren't
Sadu.
you?
That's all you
Why
need to
aren't
know.
you?
Let's go.
Come. Why aren't you introduced? Come on, bro. Carry on.
Why did somebody just say silent?
Exactly.
What?
What was I supposed to say? Go on. I was okay. He's doing this on purpose now. He's taking the mic. He's taking the mic. So his name's Sadu, and
Hey, to be fair, I
Tenzin.
already said my name, all right?
Oh, you did?
Okay, all right.
Oh, carry on.
Got this. All right, so welcome to the Plain Waffle podcast, where we have no idea what we ever talk about. This podcast was started by Sam because he needed money, and we actually, surprise, surprise to the listeners, filmed this episode before, but that was a disaster that none of you will ever be seeing or hearing. So, for your listening pleasure, we're doing this again. So, this is the official episode one. Let's
Wow,
go.
I can't believe this, guys. This is the first ever recording. This is amazing.
The ignore the one we did like 4 days ago.
Was it 4 days?
I think
What?
so.
I swear that was longer.
Really?
I
I
don't
don't know.
know.
My sense of time is pretty gone right now because 2 days ago I removed my teeth.
Oh, and you were on anesthesia. Oh, of course you were.
This guy is so funny. He came into Google Meet on Friday. He was talking to the teachers, and he was like, "Oh, I don't know. I can't remember what they were talking about." But he just suddenly mentioned like, "Oh, I was high yesterday." And
No, because Mr. Perkins was. Because our principal, our academic advisor, he's not our principal,
talk
by the way.
talk yourself out of it,
Our
mate. Come
academic
on.
advisor, we'll cut that out. Yeah. Because
What?
basically what happened was, I
Why?
said Mr. Perkins, we're not allowed to say Mr. Perkins.
Oh
That's
yeah.
fine. Okay,
Oops.
so basically, fuck.
That's
Two
the first
minutes in
mistake
and we
there.
already blundered. Anyway.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
My bad, my bad, my
Try.
bad. Remember 5 minute mark. Remember 5 minute. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically what ended up happening was my academic advisor, our academic advisor, had asked us what are the highlights and lowlights of the week. And I told him that a highlight I had was the fact that I had to remove my tooth, my left molar. And then he was like, why was that a highlight? And I was like, because it was bothering you.
Oh, I
It
thought he
just
was gonna say
continued.
because I was
Yeah, because
high.
I was high. I was like, oh, come on, man, you
Because
missed
so
the
it's a
chance.
highlight.
Yeah.
No.
That's such a Sonam joke. I can
Because I
literally. You
was
know what, I would have laughed. I even though I I
expected
can
it, I would have
literally
laughed. Come on, man. Come on.
laugh.
This is a podcast, bro. You should do better. Come on, man.
What do you mean?
Such a
No,
goof.
no,
Oh, be funny. This is
I
why people
mentioned I
watch
was
us. Why do people want to watch us? They want to hear
just
some funny
it's a
jokes. All right.
watch us.
Well, my bad. They want to
Ooh.
listen to us. That's
There
what I mean. Yes,
we
we're doing great so far, guys. 6 minutes
go.
in. Wow.
This has been wonderful.
Right.
Anyway. I hope so. Basically, Mr. Anderson, was it?
Oh,
I can't
well
say
done.
his name.
I can't believe this.
Sorry. Okay.
This
6 minutes training. Sorry.
is going well.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, son, go again. 3, 2, 1.
Are we doing the opening again?
No. As in, like, just ca like I'll edit that part out. Okay, three,
What?
two, one. Just carry on.
So our English teacher basically had asked me, oh, how, like, what's that specifically? Like, did it hurt? And then I told him no because I was high, and then like everyone laughed. And then I joined like the Discord call back after like I muted myself, and then somebody called me a piece of shit. So, wait, why did you do that? I'm so confused.
No, I called you a loser because you are.
Why? What happened?
Well,
What did I do?
I like
no,
this straightforwardness.
I just saw him. I went in the meet. I saw him laughing with like, it was just him and the teachers, and I was just like, yeah,
What was I supposed to do?
this
Listen,
guy's such a
the whole
loser.
it was so dry.
I don't
Mean
know.
that's just like normal meat, isn't it? Like it's just boring.
What do you want the other two classmates to do it? Because they would have
Yes.
done it.
Yeah?
What?
Done what?
Wait, what? Yeah, I'm confused. I just said yeah for no reason.
Just
Cause
natural.
like,
Like,
just,
you know
just
the
like
two classmates we have that normally share stories. Would you rather have had those two do it?
You know
You
what?
see, I don't. You see, I don't know who you're talking about. So,
The one who keeps answering in psychology.
oh, that guy, the one who's like the really like
Are we just outing people?
deep voice.
What's going on?
No, see, as long as you don't mention their names, you can sneak just them on the podcast. It doesn't matter.
You mean the one with the like the really deep voice, right?
Sure.
Sure. I mean, bro, am I wrong though? He does have a really deep voice. That's not insult or anything. That's actually like a good
Would
trait
you
to have.
want a deep voice?
But that's actually like that's actually really manly, to be fair. I'd rather have a
A
voice
deep
close to that than the voice I have now.
So the thoughts on manliness being determined by a deep voice.
I don't care. I
Elaborate, please. Do tell.
What do you
Well,
mean? What do you mean
it's
elaborate on I don't care?
yeah, how do I
He
elaborate on
doesn't
I
care.
don't care? I don't care.
Explain the
From my
etymology of the word. Explain
calculations.
why. From my
Okay,
calculations.
let me explain why I don't care. If in my point of view, if you're a man, you're a man.
Whoa,
You can't be
whoa,
manly.
whoa. Hold up.
If you're a man, you're a man. If you're a girl, you're a girl. If you want to be
You
something
see?
else, you be something else. You can't be a manly man. I
Oh.
don't see that. What's a
Jeez, look at
manly
him.
man?
Started calling out masculinity in 2021,
Manly
guys.
man.
So
Okay, what
weird.
do you okay, what do you picture when you like
Think of a
hear the words
manly man.
manly man? Yeah.
Down to some of the self-confidence.
The only thing I picture is like the Hulk or Thor.
I picture
That's what I mean.
like I don't know
I
why,
pick
but like anytime I think of
but they are literal
forever.
superheroes, right? I don't think a manly man exists in like IRL. Oh, you know what, Tom Hardy?
Bro, our
Nah, bro,
ancestors, you know
you
the
seen
gorillas?
Dwayne, bro,
Yeah.
you seen Dwayne the Rock Johnson, bro. That's a manly man right there.
Eh. Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
What do you mean,
Isn't
bro?
he a rock? Isn't he like a sedimentary rock?
Okay,
Isn't
you
that it?
can.
See, this is what I meant by loser.
What do you mean?
Guys, you get what Sadu means now?
Would Dwayne the
Bro.
Rock Johnson be sedimentary or igneous?
What?
Get him out.
Wait, yo,
Wait,
hold up.
be what?
Kinda
Sediment.
he's disgusting.
sedimentary or igneous. You know, like the I forgot the third type of rock. Wait, it's sedimentary, igneous. Oh God, my geography teacher is gonna kill me.
It's
I
it, this
forgot the
is
third
very
type.
dry. This is very dry, so I'll admit. I'll have to say, I'll be honest. I'm sorry.
You're always honest. You're not gonna be like,
He's
well
honest.
done, son. Now we'll get him next time.
He's gonna lie. He's gonna lie. Is that what he's gonna do?
God. But yeah, bro, I picture The Rock when I like see like when I hear a manly man. Got a picture like a big
Well,
steroid muscly guy with
I
like
can't think of The Rock seriously because anytime I hear The Rock, I immediately associate him with Kevin Hart, and Kevin Hart's just hilarious. Because he's not a manly man. I
Bro,
don't
have
know
you
why.
watched Central Intelligence? Central
Oh, that was
Intelligence.
funny.
What's Central
I don't know if I would find it funny now, but I watched it as a kid and I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean,
What
I
the
think
hell is
when
Central
was that? Wait,
Intelligence?
that when was that? That was 2016. Yeah, that was
I think it
2016.
was like one of the very first movies that that the Rock and Kevin Hart did together.
Yeah,
I
and
The
then
Rock
after
and
that they went
Kevin
in
Hart.
like Jumanji and like all that
Oh yeah,
bullshit.
and then they started doing everything together.
What is
Yeah.
the name of that duo? There's got to be a name for the duo. There's got to be like,
There's a name? Really?
I don't know. It's
The
like Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. There's got to be like some gay fan fiction of them somewhere.
Kevin
Oh, and it
Johnson.
would be titled Rock Hart.
Rock Hard. Ooh, nah, you know what? I like
Yo,
that.
that's clever. Ayo,
I
ayo,
like that. I like
that's
that.
clever. That's clever.
Rock Hard.
Rock Hart.
Rock Hard. The solid love story or something, man.
Who's the top? Who's the bottom?
Oh.
I think we know. I think we
I think we know.
You see, I'll let.
I don't know. I don't know. The idea of Dwayne The Rock Johnson being a bottom while Kevin Hart's like a top is really funny to me for some
No,
reason.
that's the only option, my guy.
Wait, what? Hold up, that.
The Rock would crush.
Crush Kevin Hart. That's what I was thinking, bro. He
He
can't be on top. He
would
can't.
die.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart slander on episode one, guy.
He's just a.
No. Nah.
Nah, man. He's
And also, it's just true.
just smaller
Look,
than
look at this. Look at the
me.
size of them two
No,
compared to.
The Rock would crush anyone, all right? Any
Exactly,
Not
bro.
paper.
You see, that's a manly man right there, bro. That's a manly man. That's why I say that's the Rock, bro. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, it depends on how you define. You know what? I won't get into
that. you don't want to get in.
He's gonna start attacking societal definitions of masculinity.
Yep.
we can't get
exactly
too into
where
that.
I was going. But
you can't. Yeah, just listen. Just because you read The World's Wife in our course once doesn't mean we're suddenly experts on that. Right? That's not how this works.
I read it like, and I go, you know what? Same.
Read The World's Wife one. suddenly becomes like extremely knowledgeable on these issues.
Oh my god!
I am so terrified by what I've. By what I've seen in The World's Wife, I don't think I'm ready for a real life experience of any of those.
I mean, bro, to be fair, I didn't like The World's Wife at first.
The World's Wife makes marriage sounds horrifying.
It makes everything sound horrifying. Bro, did you read Mrs. Beast? Like, wow. Bro, did you read Mrs. Beast? Oh my god.
Bro, Mrs. Beast is the definition of a masculine man.
Masculine man. And she's a female, bro.
That ain't a man. Bro. That's exactly it. You read.
No, read but like...
Life and you just think like... is like... wait, can I say this? I don't know.
Can you say what?
You read The World's Wife and you think like, wow, this like, so is every girl like, does every girl want to kill me or something?
That's only
some poems. Some like Mrs. Beast is very intimidating, but then there's like Demeter at the end where you're like, wow.
Demeter is like really nice. Believe it was Tetis? Tetis?
Tetis.
Tetis is like Tetis, my bad. Tetis is pretty good. Tetis is just like the shapeshifter.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Midas is literally a story about like wanting love. And I think that's like really normal. Yeah.
See, you've guys touched on the non like.
Wait, what did you read that you're scared? Hold up.
Touched the violent poems, man.
Did you read Salome?
Read
Salome.
Is it the one with the head on the plate?
Yeah.
We did that one. We did Mrs.
Very uptight.
We did Little Red Riding Hood. We did
Little Red Riding Little Red Cap.
Oh yeah, Red.
Little Red Cap, bro. That's a rapper name.
Little Red Cap.
Little Red Cap.
It'd be so funny if Little Red Cap is like a crip.
Most of the gory ones, the ones that I just read, and I went, yeah, nah.
Little Red Cap's like the first poem, by the way.
Yeah,
and then she's already like.
Yeah, it's the first.
Wait, the wolf dies, right? In that one.
I think she was wearing his fur, right?
Was she like? Did she like take a?
Yeah, I, no, no, yeah, she got like an axe. She took an axe.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything about her wearing his fur, but I'm pretty sure he did that.
Yeah, bro. I mean, to be fair,
well, I think that's what poetry podcast where we discuss
poetry podcast.
Welcome,
literature.
Carol and Duffy, can you shout us out?
Shout us out! Oh my god,
Carol and Duffy,
we're down bad,
guys.
We're really down bad.
Make a poem called Plain Waffles, advertise us, we'll have an episode dedicated to you.
am I allowed to say Jesus Christ? Will I get cancelled by Christians?
Why would you get cancelled for saying Jesus
Christ? I don't know.
We're so afraid.
We're so afraid. Because guys, the last episode did not go well, all right? Like it really didn't. And it was all my fault. I felt you know what? After that episode, right? Like I told you guys how guilty I felt, right? But then like when I ended the call with you guys, bro, I legit couldn't sleep for like an hour because I was like, oh my god, like I messed it up. I actually messed up so bad. Like, oh my god.
Okay, everyone made slightly questionable humor that particular episode.
I mean, I was like the main culprit though. Come on, to be fair,
the Stalu and I like kind of guided you. So
you didn't.
Stalu out here deflecting accountability.
You did not guide me. That I just said it.
I feel like we would all benefit from moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on to our next topic.
Give us
a chance. It's like a relationship, bro. That's like our ex, like that first episode. trying to move on and all that, bro.
Yeah, just like any particularly proper ex, they're very toxic and they're probably gonna end your life at some time in the future. Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're 17. Well, actually, about. I mean, if we cut out the beginning, it's like we're like 15 minutes in so far.
Yeah.
And we haven't got into our proper first topic yet. So, Sonam, go ahead. What's our first topic?
We're talking about going. We're going to be discussing countries you'd like to visit. And I'll start because these two numbskulls have actually already visited the country I want to visit. It's Japan. Japan is so lit. I really want to go to Japan.
If you have enough money to come to Regents, you have enough money to go to Japan.
You see, I came to Regents on a scholarship.
Yeah, I know, but still.
You should. Shame on you.
You actually have to go to Japan. If you don't go to Japan with the money you have, like you actually missing out, bro.
What you mean?
By the way, guys, Saru, how long did you live in Japan for?
I think almost 3 years.
Three years. Okay, maybe that's why you're not as excited about it as I am, because I went there once. I stayed there for 2 weeks and I never wanted to leave the place. Okay, maybe if I stay for 3 years like you, okay, maybe I'll get used to it and I'll be it's great.
I would love to go back, don't get me wrong, but it was I think it's a great country to visit. Right? Don't get me wrong. It's a great country to visit. But when you start living there, it's just kind of... I think it was partly because I didn't know Japanese back then either. So I didn't have any social life or anything. I just stayed in my room.
Oh, yeah, bro.
It wasn't really all sunshines and rainbow for me.
But imagine you had, like... What was that thing called again, Sonam? Like the one... Like the disease where you just, like, stay in your room. Hikikomori. Yeah, bro.
I was basically that. 2 years.
Jesus. It was that bad, eh?
No, it's not like I obviously it went out, but like aside from like the two other Thai kids that were there, I didn't have any friends because I didn't know how to speak. Well, I did. My dad had a work friend, right, who's Japanese, and we would go on trips very often, but like me being the child that I was, I didn't really connect with his kids, the Japanese ones. But like I remember one time we went to visit their house, and it was like a sleepover, and we were really young, by the way, and so it was bath time, so I got in the bath like with the kid who was like my age, and he kept yelling at me, and I was like, I don't know what you're like what, and he was so mad, I don't know why, and he just kept yelling at me. I think it was like yamete yamete, and I think that means stop. I didn't know, and I was like, what am I can't even remember what I was doing, but he just kept yelling at me, and I was like, hey, is this guy okay?
Okay, wait. So hold on.
It was bath time.
Yeah, it was bath time.
So
there was like this time. Like big tub.
So you both went in there.
Yeah.
So you not for one second thought that maybe that wasn't okay.
No, it was okay because we already took a bath together in the like the public onsen one.
Huh. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I can't be sure, but I think it's like socially acceptable to, I mean, we were kids as well. We were so young. I think I was 6.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Bro, if you're 6, literally no one cared.
Yeah, we were very young. I lived in Japan when I was like, I think like year 2, year 3. I can't remember, but it was around like 6 years old, something, something.
But wait, why were you even there?
Like my dad works for a car company, and he got transferred to Japan, and Yeah, we just decided to move that with him. And I was like, because as a kid, you know, when you're young, you don't really need, okay, this might be a rare opinion.
Controversial.
When you're young, you don't really need school. I learned by myself and it was fine. There was nothing that the teacher, well, and my mom helped, obviously, but like, yeah, like there was nothing that like my teachers could have done that my mom couldn't.
Yeah, so, that's what I mean. Because like, if you were like, you say you, I was going to say that, I don't think kids can learn by themselves. Like maybe like a mom or a dad could help.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously like, you need parents.
I feel like at that age though, like as long as you have like a guardian or someone.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, so, okay, guys, sorry for the interruption. Sonam just randomly left. So I don't know what he was going to say, but anyways, about Japan. So, what were we even talking about?
About countries we would like to visit. Sonam brought up Japan.
What did we say? Oh, okay, guys. It's okay, guys. He's back. Wait, you got kicked out? What? Really?
Ooh, drama alert. Someone hit the drama bell.
I didn't do anything.
Ooh, so. Deflecting.
God, you can't accuse me, man. Can't accuse me.
It's deflecting.
We'll try it.
Get him.
My bad.
Kill him.
So what were you going to say, Sona?
All right, Sona.
I was going to say, I was going to be like, I completely agree. I think like as long as you have like a guardian or someone, it's completely okay for you to learn.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about. All right.
Teachers and education counselors, please do comment below. I'm wrong. Give us engagement.
And I think that shaped me as a person as well. Because even till this day, I prefer learning by myself. I barely get anything from class.
I feel like I can't remember.
That's partly because I don't pay much attention. Well, no, not that I don't pay much attention in class, but I get distracted so easily that like, if I have a friend sitting next to me, it's hard chance that I would actually learn.
This is specifically untrue. Other end, other end.
Well, I only play when I have time. If I don't have time, then I won't play. Obviously. Obviously.
I like teachers who just like give work
and a deadline,
and then like and a due date, and that's it.
Yeah. So then I feel like that's so easy. Yeah.
Because we had like me and Sonam learned theater with this one teacher, right? And all he does is just give this piece of work and a due date in like a month or so, because you know theater has a lot of like coursework that you have to like spend a lot of time on and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah. So all he gives is work, due date, done, and then chill. That's it.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's pretty. That's the benefit of choosing theater as opposed to chemistry. Wow. Okay, I actually feel bad for the people who learn chemistry because I've joined like
that was
their Discord. I've joined their Discord sometimes, right? And like,
we were suffering.
It's very rough.
It's just pure torture. And this proves my point, because in chemistry, I can honestly say I get absolutely nothing from class. And
don't you have like a tutor?
Chemistry? For chemistry, I do. And that's where I do the learning. That's literally the only time I do the learning, aside from, you know, reading it myself. But I mean, my tutor is it's a different kind of relationship. It's not like a teach me this, it's not like a teacher thing. It's just kind of like, if I don't get something, I'll hit him up and I'll be like, a, can you help me please? And but surprisingly, my chemistry grades were all right.
What did you get for them?
You do have a tutor who
that
teaches you
chemistry. Well. Chemistry, I got a 7.
All right. What do you mean? All right. That's like the best grade.
Oh yeah, that's what I told my tutor. So after the test, he was like, "All right, how was your score?" And I was like, "Yeah, I did alright." He was like, "Yeah, what'd you get?" And I said 7. And he's like, "Wait, isn't 7 the highest?" And I was like, "I know."
Look at him flexing.
Oh,
look at Sather just casually.
I see you, bro. I
it's a low key.
Your standards are low.
I see
low
you. I see you.
I see you, bro. I see you.
Jeez. Damn, I wish I could flex. Anyway.
Bro, because, yeah, I used
to... Come on, flex your 40 IB score.
Bro, 41 bro flex, score, your, right? Flex your, like,
150 damn. IQ.
150 IQ, man.
It's...
Go on.
No, yeah, listen. No, no, no. We're not touching the IQ. We're
flex
not...
your physics, bro.
You know, you this guy has an IQ of a fish. 150. Fish? That's high. I assume fishes have high IQ because that's what you eat to get more.
What kind of fish? What kind of fish have you met that they're smarter than a human being?
What kind of fish have you met?
Plenty, my guy.
Suddenly plays chess with fish before he eats the many.
Why do you think Japanese and Thai, like, why do you think Asians eat fish? It's to get rid of the competition.
Welcome to the Not Racist Podcast.
Yes.
I've never thought of that, you know, because like my mom and dad said, oh, eat fish so that you're smart. But I've never thought of why that would be like, yeah, wait, your parents said that as well, right? Sonam, did your parents say that?
Yeah, yeah, they said that because the logical example is there's like probably vitamins or something that like
it's omega 3. It's omega.
Yeah, there we go.
Jeez, omega. I am the omega. Jeez, Kendrick Lamar.
Anyway,
yeah. So like that's why fatty fishes are more expensive, because
they have
no omega.
I think fat because they have mega.
Yeah, the omega 3 is in the fat.
Omega males, guys. You're a sigma male.
I'm an omega male, bro.
We have transcended the male gender.
Jeez.
Omega males are just
so good. I'm omega. Oh, anyways,
on the topic of omega and being fat, let's talk about DJ Khaled specifically. Donda versus anyway, what countries did you like to visit? None of you.
All right, okay, bro, come on, man. You want to go first or should I?
I mean, okay, does it have to be a place that I haven't gone to before?
Okay, I'll go first.
okay, sure.
Look,
sure.
Let's just be anywhere.
You
what? Right?
You're just gonna do me? Okay, man.
Countries that I want to go. Yeah, it will probably be Spain, and I have been to Spain, and I would love to go back because I feel like it's such a fun country, and it is, it is such a fun country, like you can go, you can practically go anywhere in Spain and have fun. I forgot what it's called. Is it called Fiesta? I think. It's when
carnivals, right?
No. Siesta. I think that's what they're called.
Fiesta.
It's when it's like when people would sleep from like the afternoon till night and then wake up during the night. So after lunch, during like maybe 1 or 2, people would literally everything would shut down. Like everything just closes, blah blah blah. You walk on the streets empty, nobody. And then around 6 and 7, everything just lights up and it's so colorful, and I love that because I need that in my life. What? Why are we not doing this? I like. they got it figured out. They got the power nap thing going.
Well, they got life figured out.
Yeah, like that's such a good concept. Yeah, whatever you want to call it. It's like, you know what? Everyone's tired. Let's take a break. Go take a nap. And then we'll come back later.
I mean, you don't have to nap, right?
You don't have to, but everything's closed. You can't really go do anything. You could just like, you know, stay inside, play video games or watch TV, watch Netflix.
Estimate my abilities of doing nothing with like an hour of time.
Exactly.
I don't know. pray, meditate, whatever you want to do.
That sounds like a very fun activity. Bro, Sonam, that's a very you thing to do, just to like sit, meditate for like 6 hours.
Meditate for 6 hours? After like I had my tooth extracted, I just like meditated for like a solid 30 minutes because I didn't want to, like, what's that called? It's not that I didn't want to talk to anybody, but like I was afraid of what I might say.
Oh yeah. Growing up as a good Buddhist boy, I always did meditations every night.
As a good Buddhist boy?
You always had meditation.
I still do prayers. But maybe like once a week.
Your name is Satu.
Yes, it would be.
So it makes sense.
out of character for me not to, but when I was young, I went to a Buddhist school, and I mean very Buddhist school. And yeah, there would be prayers, and I think every school did like national anthems back when we were young. So yeah, there would be prayers every morning, and we would have to meditate for an hour every day. Lovely. That was kind of rough to get used to at first, but eventually I got the hang of it. And the secret trick is, well, the secret trick was for me as a kid to imagine myself as a transformer and just have imaginary fights in my head. And then time would go by so quick.
Oh man, I was just trying to get some good advice. I really thought I'd get some good advice.
To all you kids who went to the same school that I did, think of Transformers.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you're supposed to be thinking of like inner meditation, and you're just having Godzilla versus Mothra up in your head.
Yeah, so that was literally my secret trick. That was literally how I got through meditating for 1 hour. I would just think of random stuff in my head and try to keep myself entertained. Otherwise, it was unbearable.
Don't most people just sleep, though?
Huh?
Just fall asleep.
Some kids do, and they would get dragged out of the room.
Oh.
And it was not a pretty sight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because like in high schools, in Buddhist schools, they get hit,
once,
right?
No, they don't get hit, obviously. Wait, what? They just got punished. Oh. We were a Buddhist school, but we weren't like a public school. We were still
not
a private
public
school.
High school. Okay, yeah.
Hold up. Is one of the core philosophies of Buddhism nonviolence?
No. They were just dragged out, all right? Like dragged out as in, like, okay, sometimes it get messy. Sometimes ankles were grabbed and...
Okay, what?
Kids were just like...
What?
I mean hot.
Pulled out.
Did I just make a motorcycle
noise,
bro?
Like, literally... like serial killer style dragged out. But most of the time the teachers would just like tap your shoulder, and if you wake up you're safe. If you don't, then shit get lit, I mean you get dragged out, you have to like spend even more time meditating, and you'll probably have to like clean something. Not the toilet though. That was dirty. We don't do that. Thank God.
Thank God you didn't clean the toilet. Oh yeah, God.
I remember once I had received a punishment for not doing homework. And I...
What is monk homework?
What?
Find the meaning
monk
of life.
We weren't my monks, fam. We were just normal students who had to like engage in Buddhist activities or whatever.
Oh my God.
We weren't monks. It was, and I, like, I got called by the teacher, and, like, she called me, and then she was like, okay, what I want you to do is go upstairs to the classroom and write this down in your notebook. And I remember me being like, because when I was young, I was such a good kid. Like, I can say that if, like, teachers even give me, like, a word of criticism, I would start freaking. And I was shaking. I was so scared. And she told
that's
me
Sonam
the
now.
That she told me the sentence. And then I was like, okay, don't forget it. And I was like repeating it in my head as I walked up to the classroom. Guess what? I forgot. And that ruined me. I was so scared. I literally like stopped walking, and I like froze on the stairs. And I just started crying. So I was like,
oh my God.
I can't remember.
No, but like, isn't that just like the same thing as like, okay, revising for an exam for like a month, and then like when it comes to the actual exam, you forget everything, and then you just mess up really badly.
No, because this was punishment. Like, she's like, do this. You have to do this. And she was already mad at me. And I was like, oh my God, imagine if I tell her, like, God, what she said. And I was just like, oh my God. Oh yeah. Remember this other time, like I talked during prayers, and I was punished for it real bad.
This guy's really studying to be a monk. Speaking of which,
oh yeah,
don't have a year where you have to be a monk.
What are you gonna say, Sonam?
Sorry.
What, like
1 year of their life where they have to be like a monk compulsory? Isn't that like a thing?
It's optional, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh.
No one forces you to become a monk, but it's like tradition. It's like, okay, once you reach a certain age, you become a monk to like repay your parents or whatever.
Yeah, because my cousins have
done it, but like it's for our parents.
Yeah, my cousins have done it, but I'm not gonna do it. To be fair, I've gone through Thai military, and that's enough for me. I won't go into any more detail because yeah.
I don't think it's the same, but yeah.
Yeah,
military is definitely rougher. I would take monk any day.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Why not both be monk military, man?
Monk military.
Preach non-violence with one hand and shoot.
Oh my god. Wait, what are you saying?
Dude, you have to understand both sides of the argument.
Oh.
Be Gandhi with a gun.
Gandhi with a... Okay.
Gandhi.
Oh my god. Gandhi with a gun, you know.
Alright, stamp your country.
Back to the country I want to visit, right? Yeah. So how do we go from Spain?
Oh wow, that
to,
was
like,
such a tangent.
how do we go from Spain to whether
let's continue Spain. Okay, what else do you like about Spain other than those?
Because
you've told me about like tap, like a lot, like the food there is pretty good. To be fair,
the food. The food. Oh, and Sonam just left, but I'll keep going.
Keep going.
The food. Oh my god, the food. Especially the tapas bar. I think it comes from the same place. Like when I was a kid, I stayed in Japan, right? So we loved going to like those like sushi bar places where it's like lots of small bites, and you sit in front of the chef and you talk to them and you're like, all right, yeah, give me like what's in house today or whatever. And it's the same thing really. Like the tapas bar, the menu changes every day, and on some days like the chef would be like just totally like making things up as they go, and they would be like, I made this weird thing, I don't know what it is, try it. Because this happened because the place that we stayed at was a college dorm, and next to the college dorm were like tapas bars, and so I would have dinner there every day, and every day, like, because we stayed there for like almost a month, it was 3 weeks, so every day after the first like week maybe, the chef would be, oh you again, and he would start being like, oh yeah, I made something, I don't know what it is, try it. And he would be like, oh wow, this is great. And
why does
like,
that
wow,
sound
great,
so condescending?
Cool.
oh it's you again. Okay.
Oh, it's you.
Imagine again. Going, oh you again to your repeat customer.
And
that's so funny.
And we would be like, oh yeah, it's us again, hello.
Oh my god.
Hi.
Yeah, I mean, you're embracing it, I guess.
We pay for your food, please feed us.
Yeah.
And this part about Spain, I love. Drivers are so nice to pedestrians. You know how in Thailand, crossing a street is literally like playing Crossy Road? You can't get hit any second. It's like playing the frog, like the frog game. What's it, Skippy or something? I don't know. Whatever.
Crossy Road's good.
Crossy Road's fine. It's like that.
Who the hell is Skippy?
Like you can potentially get hit and die at any time, and there are constant obstacles. But in Spain, I don't necessarily know why, but the cars, like drivers, are so nice. They literally see you. Like, let's say you're walking towards the road. You're like 5 meters away. They could have easily just pressed on the gas and just went phew, and they would have not be there. They see you 5 meters away and they're like, all right, everybody, stop. Let the man walk. And it doesn't matter if there are like, what are they called? Zebra prints? Is that what they're called?
Zebra crossing. Zebra
crossing.
Yeah, the crossings. Doesn't matter. If you're standing beside the road, the cars will stop. They immediately stop, let you go, and they're like, yeah. I was shocked by it was such a culture shock. I was like, wow, this is such a great country. I
wow, the people in the car here don't want to kill me. No way.
I don't have to risk my life going to the market. Holy cow!
You really feel this because like there's a 7-Eleven right next to our boarding house, and every time we cross, we have to like.
Oh yeah, the boarding house 7-Eleven is the scariest thing ever.
Every single time I cross, I just make a little prayer, and I'm like, all right, here we go. Yeah, which is why I'm so happy that I can just order food now. It's easier.
I used to live in boarding, and it was really bad. And I had to go to 7-Eleven quite often as well because, like, the boarding food is no offense, but not good.
Boarding food is not food, guys.
I would rather have 7-Eleven.
Exactly. Boarding food is questionable, and I've just had to eat rice for the past 48 hours. I've not had an ounce of flavor in my body.
Rice.
How do you do that?
You know what? Sorry? Grab the Maggi bottle and just pour that on the rice, and you'll have yourself a nice meal.
No, I'm not allowed flavor because the flavor might get in like the socket, and then the socket will decide that it'll life a bit more, and I don't want that.
The socket of what?
Socket?
The what socket of the tooth I removed.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense, bro.
What a throwback!
Bro, a throwback to what?
Throwback to the time he got his tooth removed, which was
2 days ago.
That was like, yeah, 2 days ago.
Hence, I'm still eating rice tomorrow, by the way.
Wow, such a fun life you have, Sona. Why don't you tell us more about it? I'm just joking. No. We don't care. Stamp, your turn.
Wow. That's all you like about Spain. So that's all you like about Spain, right?
Well, oh, yeah. What's your favorite country?
Definitely, like, the people, the food, or people. People, that's just...
I mean, I can't say anything.
No, not crazy, but, like, just fun.
Okay. I mean, I can't say any... Bro, you know what? On the topic of Spain, I do want to go there. I want to go to Ibiza or Madrid, Barcelona.
Why am I dumbass think that William Shakespeare was born in Spain?
I don't know about Ibiza.
Wow, why do you...
I like we were thinking of going and we were like, oh yeah, shit, like we have like 3 days off, should we go? Because we were near, because Ibiza is an island, right? So we could have gone on a boat and like go, but we were talking to the Spanish kids, like the college kids, and they were like, yeah, no.
Well, even
they're like, I don't recommend, and we were like, whoa, why? And they were like, it's really so a lot of it is sketchy.
I mean, yeah,
and it's like, fair enough. And they're like, yeah, if you're not really going for like, if you're not really like the festival kind, it's not the best place to be. Not as in it's bad, but there's other good spots. So we were like, all right, you know what? Maybe we won't go.
Personally, I don't want to
go to other islands.
Oh, really? I mean, for me, okay, because I've lived in Koh Samui like for like the past literally my whole life, except for like the past few years. So like, by the way, for any of you who don't know, Koh Samui is a small island on the Gulf of Thailand. So yeah, for me, Ibiza, it just looks like a more fun Samui to me. So I do want to go there, and I love Samui, by the way. So yeah, that's why I want to go there. It just looks really fun. It looks sketchy, but I'm pretty sure I'll survive.
Look sketchy, but you know, that's just obviously with the large amount of partying, there are drugs.
Sketchy in terms of like they'll shank you, right?
No. I don't know about that. I don't know about. I can't comment. I've never been there. But it's just like, they just told me like, yeah, if you just want the sea, go to this island instead.
And yeah, like, fair enough. Right. You know what? Maybe not. Now that I heard that it's sketchy. Okay. Anyways,
country. Hey, be careful on the sketchy part, because I don't know.
I mean, I'm going off your words. Okay, so not mine. This is on you, okay? This is on you. Anyways,
citizens
back to my...
Citizens of Ibiza.
What?
What?
Continue, go on.
you can't just do, okay. Okay. Right. Anyways, I mean, I can't, when you say, when you talk about nice people, I can't say anything, like, I can't say anything different about Japan, bro. Japan's just amazing. Japan's just great. I get that, right? And like, what should I say, bro? It's just hot. It just looks so high-tech, futuristic. Bro, I think I went to, like, I landed in the airport in Osaka. Wait, Saru, have you been to Osaka?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think it's on an island. So I had to... So
Japan
had to,
is on an island.
Well, ooh, hot take.
Anyways, so... Yeah, so it was this airport on an island. So then I had to, like, go through, like, a really long train ride to get to, like, Osaka. And I look, and I don't know why, it's just that alone. That was the first impression I got of Japan, and bro, it was sick. And then, I don't know. Man, it's just, like, the people are just so nice. Bro, literally every restaurant is good. Saru, you have to agree with me on this. Every restaurant is good. No matter where. I know I've only had 2 weeks of experience compared to your 3 years, but...
Man, you're poking on both my insecurities. I haven't been to Japan and I can't eat right now.
For me, the good ones are really good, but sometimes you get a strange one. But maybe
your standards are just high, bro. I don't know, man. It's for me, every restaurant is good, but then the only thing I regret about going to Japan is, I think I've told you guys about this offline before, but there was this one, like, Kobe beef restaurant I went to, and it costed like 30,000 baht, which is like
many dollars.
Very expensive. So, like, it was like 90.
Really expensive.
90,000 yen about, and bro, I have no idea why my parents had the balls to go in there and spend that much money.
He's talking about the balls on his parents. Right, Sam, go on.
Don't say it like that. Okay, anyway. Bro, yeah, but and the thing is, it was not like a big group of people as well. It was only like four people. It's like me and my sister, my mom and dad, and we spent 90,000 yen on like a meal.
Impressive.
So yeah, that's the only thing I regret. But another
By the time you have that meal, you can calculate what else you could have done with that money.
Oh, but the fish market.
Bro, like, you know, markets. I could have spent, like, because I was a big, like, I'll admit, I was very, like, I was a big, like,
spender. Money pincher? Stingy?
Spender on, like, clothes and, like, fashion. Oh. And my idea of fashion back then was Hypebeast. Babe. So,
lots,
yeah.
Of babe. I remember it.
So yeah,
weird? I've never been this fashion.
Yeah, we won't talk about that one time, sorry. I don't think we can. But yeah, anyways,
I don't think we can because I have no idea what you're talking about. I just remember that where you wore like, is ward a word? Weird ward.
Yeah, I wore it to like that. Yeah, that place. You know,
I have no idea what you're talking about. I just know that you like wore a lot of them. Well, not a lot, yeah. But I can't remember if it's a lot or often, but it's definitely often.
It was very often. It was not okay, but the thing is, yeah, the problem was my parents weren't like very rich back then, so we had like a lot of clashes. Oh, I wanted to buy this, I wanted to buy this. My parents be like, no, we don't have money. But then, yeah, bro, I don't know. I got really like angry at them quite often because of that, and that was only like 2 years ago. So yeah.
And like, never had this problem because to this day my mom still buys clothes for me.
Yeah. So then yeah.
My mom's like, oh my gosh, I saw this shirt. I bought it for you. And I'm like, all right, thanks. I'll use it.
Yeah, so like we could have spent that like 90,000 yen. No, I say we, but I. I could spend that 90,000 yen on like Hypebeast shoes, Hypebeast. I did buy like one Bape shirt, but that's pretty much it. And that's back then, that was the only thing I was that was one of the few things I was disappointed about.
Why?
In the trip.
Oh, because you just, like...
Because that was a big Hypebeast, bro. Like one of the few reasons
Kobe,
I went
so
to...
So you ate Kobe beef and that was the low light.
you wanted to use the opportunity to like buy more hype stuff.
Yeah, to buy more because like it's cheaper in Japan as well.
Babes are right.
Yeah, Bape is cheaper in Japan, bro. In Thailand, okay, like a shirt is like what, like at least 3,500 baht.
Is it?
It's that bad, bro. It's that expensive.
God,
bro. So yeah, Jesus. Even like bro, Off-White is like it's mad, bro. It's like 10k, like at least 5k.
Off-White is the only brand out of all of them that I see some of their products.
That I,
you know what,
kind of looks cool. Good. It looks but good
for Bape.
Pick up Virgil Abloh, bro.
Yeah.
Big up Virgil Abloh for real, but yeah, it was like, I mean, yeah. To be fair, Off-White does look good.
They do cool designs,
even if I'm not a Hypebeast anymore. So yeah,
yeah.
Because I don't know why I was a Hypebeast back then. Maybe
I think it was just a trend.
It was a trend. But also maybe because like I was very attention seeking back then as well. So like I wanted like to wear stuff that people look at. Yeah. So then they. If okay, let's say I wear like a Bape shirt, right? They'll see the Bape brand and they'll be like, "Damn, that guy's rich," you know what I mean? So yeah, I was very attention seeking back then. But now that I've grown up a bit, yeah, I don't care much anymore about what I wear, bro. So yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I comment on one thing?
Go ahead.
Might be a tad bit hurtful, but for me, whenever I see it. Cause I feel like the whole like Bape and Off-White thing, it's so overdone at this point that I literally walk around and I see kids riding on motorcycles that looks like very sketch, right? And they're wearing like Bape and Off-White, and I just whenever I see a person wearing those kind of, especially Bape, by the way, cause Bape. No matter fake or real, they're everywhere in Thailand. And whenever I see those shirts going around, I immediately judge them in my head, and I'm like, all right, yeah, they have no class. Even if I don't have class myself, I just go like, yeah,
they're even worse.
Class on class violence.
Class on class violence.
Oh my god, that's done.
Yeah, but like, yeah, fair enough. I mean, why would that offend me though? Because I'm not a Hypebeast anymore, bro. I don't care anymore.
He's evolved past that.
I have evolved.
Jeez, you know what I've evolved? Pokemon.
Yes, okay. I just said, like, my Pokemon fan right here. Guys, if you don't know, Sonam right here is a big Pokemon fan.
I'm a competitive Pokemon player, guys.
But I mean, I've watched the first like season of Pokemon,
and that's not it. A game.
I think we're like the three steps to the fandom right there. I'm an avid enjoyer, so I played the games. Stamps just the entry, Stamps entry level.
I've watched the first season, and the only reason I started watching it is because of Pokemon Go.
Pokemon. Wow.
I downloaded Pokemon Go and I was like, you know what? This is actually like very sick. This is amazing. So I just started watching it.
So now did you watch that? If we can even.
Sorry, I have watched Indigo League. Yes, I have watched Indigo League. That's the original first season.
I watched Indigo League, and then I watched. What's the next one with Cynthia?
Johto. Oh, Cynthia. Yeah. Cynthia's Platinum. Cynthia's Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, but I mean in the anime.
Cynthia's Gen 4. That's like Sinnoh.
I watched up until Cynthia, and Cynthia is the only
thing. You watched Kanto, Johto. How did I forget the third one? The one where Emerald is, and then you watch Sinnoh.
Yeah.
Hoenn. That's the third one.
Oh yeah, Hoenn. Yeah. I watched till then. That, and then I played I played Red. Then I jumped to Black, then I jump to Emerald, and then I jump to what's the one with, wait, is Emerald the one with Rayquaza, right?
Rayquaza is the one with Emerald. Emerald's one.
Yeah. I jump to Emerald, then I jump to Sun and Moon.
Have you ever played XY? XY pretty good actually.
Oh yeah, I played X and Y as well. Is it the one where like you can collect worms as well and make the?
XMY is underrated, I feel, because it has EV trained Pokemon in XMY. So it's actually significantly harder than other.
I feel like it was the most fun I had, X and Y. Wait, X and Y is... Who's the starter?
Starters are... There's Fennekin. Wait, no. Yeah. It's Fennekin, Greninja. That's the third one. No. And Rowlet, yeah. No. That's Gen 3. That's Gen 7, sorry. The sixth one is Chespin. Cross fighting.
Oh, yeah. Because everyone just loved Greninja. Because Ash Greninja fusion.
Greninja is actually surprisingly not very good in the has hidden the ability yet. Because Greninja's his abilities Protean and Battle Bomb, both of which he doesn't have in the game because you get Torrent. And Torrent Greninja is good because he's water dark and like he has really good special attack and like speed. But like without Protean, he just doesn't have stab boost, which doesn't mean he can like kill more time. And he wants Protean.
So I can't believe this guy, man.
Three levels.
Guys, this section right here is for any Pokemon fans who might be watching.
Call me out. And also, to all competitive Pokemon fans, Protean Greninja is better than Battle Bond. Go kill yourself.
What if,
why? You just said go kill yourself.
Go kill yourself. Hey, yo. Sonami.
Yeah, because the community as a whole agrees really that Battle Bond is better than Protean.
Okay, man. Wait, what if, no Pokemon fans, watch us? That would be very dry.
Then we're just introducing people to the world of Pokemon. Honestly, I catch my Pokemon based on how cool they look. I rarely look at the stats. I just get through the game by going, oh, wow, this one looks cool. And I just basically catch it.
Bro, who doesn't do that? Bro, honestly, I don't know. What? My favorite Pokemon is Snorlax. Just because
Snorlax is good, though. It's a really good special type.
Snorlax kind of. Oh yeah, I remember Snorlax. Snorlax is
like me.
Literally the best Pokemon in GSC. That shit with Curse and Earthquake.
He's literally a heavy hitter.
Bro, I don't know why. I just feel like it's just there to like.
It's just there to piss your opponents off.
Yeah, just to piss.
No, bro. Bro, real talk though, Snorlax is really good in like monotype formats because if you can set up Trick Room for it, one Belly Drum, then you're over.
Wow.
I totally understand what you have just said.
Agreed, Sonam. Agreed.
Exactly.
Alright, let me run it out. If you set up Trick Room, slow Pokemon act faster than fast Pokemon, and Snorlax speed stat is goddamn garbage. Secondly, Belly Drum reduces your HP to half, but your attack gets maxed. Plus 16 boost to cap top. Wait, no, plus 8 to cap top. And then from there, you have Snorlax attacking with stab, body slap.
If I let a critical hit on that, the critical hit. Opponent will immediately...
Why would you need a critical
critical hit
at that point? Bro.
But it's better to have a critical hit, right? So, the enemy takes more damage. When they take more damage...
They're going to die in one hit.
They become, this is a plus, wounded.
This is a plus six Snorlax.
And they start bleeding, right? You're actually so right.
At that point, the enemy has amnesia because of the hair trauma. once you get to that point, once you get to... Oh, it is? Nice. Once you get to
amnesia
that
is
point,
a move.
Right,
it boosts
like,
special
the
by
is,
a special.
The enemy is done because the medical bills and the debt will.
The medical bills.
Will eat them.
Hey,
the medical bills. I can't believe.
Nah, there would just be knees deep in debt and then they will slowly ruin. And then, eventually they'll go down the drug path and then they'll
Jesus Christ.
Overdose and die.
That bad, eh? Yeah. But imagine Snorlax overdosed, bro. How fat will he be? How big will he be? He'll be huge, innit? Bro.
Hey, how can you assume that it's a he?
Oh.
Snorlax can be a she.
That's a good point, Sadu.
Mm. Yes. Are woke.
I have not taken that into account.
You have been woke.
Unlike Snorlax, who's always sleeping.
Because that's the thing. He does the thing. He do the sleepy sleepy.
Sleepy.
Wow. Oh, I remember Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go was so fun.
Bro, Pokemon Go. Bro, that's the only time,
had fun with it for 3 days.
Yeah. Mo-
bro, so much fun.
Bro, I started playing it, right? And that's one of the most that it was one of the most tiring experiences ever because I just had to walk around all over. But then I realized a month in that I could just hack it very easily. So I hacked it and I got like Dragonites.
And, like, the hacks are everywhere.
Yeah,
I remember.
The hack is so easy. All you need to do, you downloaded this this app, right? Yeah. And then you go in, and then you're placed in like San Francisco or something. And then in San Francisco, there's like it's a city filled with like virtual Pokemon. So then you can just like use like the controls in the game to like walk around and just like go to gyms and like collect Pokemon and stuff.
Remember how there would be like altars in the game? Well, they're not gyms, but you can go to the altars to get like potions and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And altars would be actual real life like rally points that where there'll be a picture of it and you can see where you have to be IRL to like get to the altar. And I remember in Thailand the thing that they made altars were shrines for dead people. And they're called like the owner of the land, basically, in layman's term or whatever. And
kids would
go there and kind of hang around it, and that created created a problem, which was very.
I can imagine.
Like, how do you explain to kids that that's like, yeah, don't do that.
Because yeah, you get Gengar spawn there.
And my dad was like, yeah, don't go there.
Yeah. I mean,
like, it's not like we weren't supposed to. Like, it's not like you can't go near it. It's not.
But it's so much, yeah.
It's not being dangerous. It's so like, people walk past it and like pray to it all the time. But you can't exactly go play around, like go play like in front of it. That's kind of like sus.
Yeah.
That was so awkward. That was like, yeah. I like looking back, I can see how like weird it seemed.
I mean, yeah, fair enough, mate. Bro. But then, yeah, I got bored of it. I got bored of the hack after like 1 month just because like I was just too good. You know what I mean?
I was a gym leader for a while.
Yeah.
And the gym was a temple.
Wait, what was it like? What were like the three like, not houses? Like,
red, blue, and red, yellow. Blue, and red.
Yeah. Yeah. Mystic.
Yeah. Never Mystic, Valor, and the blue dog.
Fire.
Oh yeah, yeah, bro. I was Valor, I think.
For some reason. What's the blue one? Is it the red? The red is a bird, right?
Yep.
Oh no! No,
it's Zapdos, Articuno. It's Zapdos. Yeah, it's Zapdos, Articuno, and Voltron.
Yeah, but I can't remember the team names though.
Yeah, anyways.
Mystic, Valor, and Instinct. Mystic is Zapdos, Valor is Moltres, Instinct is Articuno.
Valorant. Dang. Valorant.
Bro, I thought about the same thing. I was like, Valorant. Jeez.
You know, birds are so cleverly named because Articuno, Uno, Moltres, Zapdos, Dos, and Moltres. Tres. Three.
Oh my gosh.
That's I just realized how did we get here?
You were talking about Pokemon Go and we talked about Pokemon and we talked about
evolving. Pokemon. Oh yeah, because I said like I've evolved as a person and then Sonam said evolve Pokemon.
Good job, Stamp. Way to question our perfect transition.
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry. Anyway,
I think we can call it for this episode. No, are we not?
Oh,
I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah,
long enough.
We had a nice Pokemon
session. No one needs to listen to us longer than an hour. I'd say
I feel like if you listen to us longer than an hour, you lose IQ points.
Yeah, that's bad for your IQ.
For anyone who got this far, thank you. We appreciate it.
For anyone who got this far.
We will leave a secret message.
Subscribe.
Jordan Vinicius is better.
Young boy better. Anyways, Sonam, you want to end it? Right there?
All right. So, this has been podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We shall see you story next week. Have a good one.
See you at the next waffle.
Bye bye.
Next waffle. See y'all.